Sister.
Mom!
For goodness sake, Sisters of No Mercy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Sisters of No Mercy, episode 12.
Doos.
I believe it's number 12.
Douze pois, episode 12.
It's Helen and Louise, for those of you who haven't listened before. If you haven't, go back and listen to the other 11.
Yeah, well, maybe they should get a bit further into this one before they decide whether they want to commit to the other 11.
I always think when we start, though, is this going to be as good as, like, you know, at some point are we going to run out of things to say?
I always have that worry there.
Or when we kind of, we do a little bit of a brief before we start, just to, storyboard.
We write some words down. Storyboard. You have done a little drawing today.
And every time we do it, I always think, I wonder if we can get enough out of this for a whole...
Yeah, but then we
actually speak too much.
Yeah, we go over sometimes. But I have that same worry. I always think, is the quality going down?
Yeah.
I know number one was a bit turkey.
Yeah. New listeners, skip either...
No, don't skip perverse, number one, but just...
Perverse is the wrong word. Persevere is the word I was going with.
I don't think number one was bad, but it was... Yeah, it's developed on it from number one, but so I have that worry that we're not getting. But then I had a message from my friend Amanda last week. Hi Amanda, because I know you listen to it in the bath, and your husband thinks you're crazy because you just sit and laugh, and then he comes in and says.
I also had a message from Gabby in Australia, so from down under.
Yeah.
So we're you know
intercontinental.
Intercontinental is the word I'm looking for. Is Sisters of No Mercy. Sheila's of No Mercy.
We've got a couple of Aussie listeners, haven't we?
We have.
A New Zealander.
If you are a first-time listener. Yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah. So she did say last week was the funniest she felt so far. So.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
Either the rest were complete rubbish, or we are getting better. Yeah. Anyway, so how's your week been?
I'd say pretty quiet, to be honest.
We've had a quiet week, haven't we?
Yeah.
I think we needed one, though.
Yeah, and the weather, as we discussed last week, has been turd, so I think it doesn't help with things that you want to do.
Shortest day of year today.
Do you mean longest?
Longest day of year today. Shortest night out, yeah.
I was thinking, I'm sure it's not.
No, yeah.
The longest
shortest
day.
Night, longest day.
So is this summer sort of the thing?
Solstice.
This
today.
Is what I said about a month ago when I thought it was the 1st of June.
Summer solstice is today, which I'm desperate for the nights to get a bit longer because I feel like I can't go to bed.
Right.
On a night, like you can't go till it's dark.
Yeah,
I know you go at like 7 or something.
I don't. I'm just once I'm in for the night.
Yeah,
like I lock the door at 7 and.
But I don't. I feel like I can't go to bed till it's dark.
Yeah.
And sometimes I need to go to bed before that.
I quite like going to bed and leaving the curtains wide open.
Yes. Yeah, and like looking out.
Yeah.
But then also I've been waking up early.
Yeah.
And I think that's because of
the sun.
The sun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. These long days.
We can't say his words today.
On doing my sleeping.
Yeah.
Again, so.
Well, we went away in the caravan, and it didn't rain too much, but it wasn't exactly the best weather either for June.
Mm.
But yeah, that was nice. And then obviously it was Father's Day on Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Which was actually quite nice where we were, but not so much for you.
No, I dragged Matt out. I was like, come on. Do something for Father's Day.
Yeah.
We were all going to go for some breakfast at Wetherspoons and then go and do something.
Yeah.
Like a date at Wetherspoons breakfast tonight. And then we changed his mind and decided we were going bike riding because the weather was actually alright. I think we were basing that on the fact that the weather was going to be a bit pants.
Yeah.
So I was like, come on, let's go. And we decided to go to Clumber Park. So if you've ever been to Clumber Park, it's really lovely. About an hour's drive for us. But when we got there, fine, got on the bikes, it was sunny, lovely, got going. Honestly, about a mile in, so we're doing an 8 mile bike ride, mile in, the heaven literally opened. We were in the trees with other people because they had obviously had the same idea. People had little kids, they had no coats
shorts on.
It were absolute and I mean silent it down. And we were under the trees, and then I had that awful thought of what if we get something like it. But yeah, so it went on for about 20 minutes, just hardcore. I was all right because I had one of them ponchos left in my bag from when we went to Alton Towers. So I left Jake just to get soaked and I put the poncho on. He didn't want it on, to be fair.
Oh, gosh.
And we stood there for 20 minutes and then decided to brave it a bit more. Got a bit further around and we came to like a crossroads where we could have gone back to the cafe or we could have carried on. It had gone all right.
It
so we went.
Did, and you didn't quite.
We went, let's carry on. And then it did it again.
So
we were very wet, but and it was muddy. And at one point, Jake fell off his bike into a, like a puddle and didn't fall flat on his face, but then did the whole. And then I think he said at one point, I never want to come here again.
I love making memories with
you. I know, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah,
so then you put it on.
When you go, I've tried to be a really good parent and make my child do like something that was just such a
lovely. We went pipe riding for Father's Day.
And then you're going, but it was
I never want to do this again.
Yeah, well, you said to us, because we were meeting up, well, we were going to meet up at my house for Father's Day tea as a group. And then you'd put, we'll be back for 5:30. We're setting up at 5:30. I'll let you know when I'm back. And then you text you like, we're going to be early.
Yeah. Setting up at 4:00. Literally piss wet through. Sat in the car naked because everything was so wet.
Yeah. So yeah, we did meet up for, we got our dad. Because obviously you kind of focus on your husband and their Father's Day, but then our dad. So we had a Chinese takeaway around at my house, didn't we?
Yeah.
And it's like feed the 5,000 with him.
But
of
it's
stuff.
Four dishes for £11. We have the best Chinese ever. Yeah. Everybody's sat there going, what? So cost me like £100 when I get Chinese.
Yeah, we got 3 lots of 4, yeah. And then we got an extra ribs. You get free chips or crackers.
Yeah.
And then I'm whipped up a boiled rice, so we had absolutely loads between
us. It was £37 for the lot.
It had gone the whole lot. There was actually, Sophie made up a plate of bits, and she had it
bits.
For lunch the next
She's doing
day.
Bits the next day.
Doing bits. That's my kid. Yeah, she had a plate of bits. But other than that, we'd polished the whole lot off.
Yeah, we did. So speaking of doing bits, Love Island.
Love Island.
Taking over our lives this week, so that's another thing we've done.
I have a love-hate relationship with Love Island.
Yeah, me too. It's so false.
It's so false.
It's car crash, you cannot not watch it.
And I literally sit there going, when they're like being super cringe, I can't. Sometimes I fast forward it because I just get so cringe with it. It's ridiculous, but then I need to know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, you do. To be socially acceptable, we said this last week.
Yeah.
If you're not watching it, you're lost in all social conversations. All
right then, so I've just finished, we were just sat here, I finished off watching the last episode. Who would you on Love Island snog, marry, avoid?
On Love Island?
Yeah.
Oh God, that's really tough.
I would snog Danny.
Yeah.
Would you? Yeah, I think he's quite fit.
Mm.
No?
Dull. Carry on.
I would marry Curtis.
Yeah.
Because he's
a professional ballroom dancer.
I could dance together. I can ballroom dance.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
People know we can ballroom dance.
I don't know. Have we ever mentioned that we can ballroom dance?
No, let's put that down for next week. We'll talk about our ballroom dancing career.
I can't believe I've said that out loud.
Yeah, we can.
Ballroom dance.
And Latin, let's be honest.
Ballroom and Latin. Latin sex,
tell them about that. That's just a little teaser. Come back next week and you'll find out about our career.
And who would I avoid? I'd avoid, there's quite a few of them, but I think I'd avoid Jordan.
Jordan? Because he's got 1,000 teeth.
Yeah, piano key teeth.
Piano keys. Yeah. Oh, God, I don't know.
Come on, just say it. If you have to say
Tommy,
it.
Tommy Snog.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even with his puny legs?
No, I just won't look at his legs. Yeah. A bit of bad by knee. Yeah. Harry. Anton. He made me laugh.
Short
bless him. Short, he's short, but, you know. Avoid probably that Jordan kid as well. Safe. Oh, and Tom, because he wore a pair of sliders and he had really long toes in them and it upset me. So I don't like long toes. But there you go. Yeah.
Can I just tell you that talking of toes, before you came around, I painted my toenails because we've talked about how offensive naked toenails are, and I thought, don't do it, don't say it, and do
don't
it.
Don't say it. Yeah, but that's it.
So I painted them.
What else was I gonna say then? Oh yeah, so snog, marry, avoid. Just in like general celebrities.
Oh, general, that's really hard. Really, really hard. I feel like I need to. I'll just go like off the top of my head. You know, snog Ryan. They're all going to be Hollywood. They're all out of reach. Snog Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Marry Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
And avoid. There's loads, but if we're going to go with somebody who's relatively. Oh,
would you find offensive?
Who do I find offensive? Let me think about it. What about you?
So I go close to home. I'm gonna go UK based.
All right, you go UK based.
Snog Jamie Redknapp, without a doubt.
Yeah, yeah. I'm all about that.
I love you.
I'm all about him. Yeah,
love you, Jamie. Please, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Hi. Marit, James Corden. I like the funnies. I think he'd be great. And then Avoid. Oh, God.
I think the Avoid thing's quite hard.
Yeah, let's think about the Avoid.
Justin Bieber.
He came to my mind as well. He's a bit...
Yeah.
Great minute. Yeah. Mark Owen, like, based on what we saw, I'd take that.
Yeah.
There's probably a few more. Let's come back to that later. That's a good Avoid. Yeah. We'll do some of them at the end. We'll think about that throughout the course of the call. The call?
The call!
Oh, no. It's Friday. I am tired. Is that it for this week, then? What else have we done? No?
No, I think that's
just
it.
Love Island.
Love Island is taking over.
Love Island, caravan, the wet bike ride.
End of day. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
S-I-S-T-E-R-S.
And action.
Action. Question of the week. I've spicing it up this week. So I'm not going salsa style or anything.
Okay.
But we're changing the way we're doing question of the week this week.
Okay.
So I think some people think we don't have genuine questions.
So to prove that we have questioners.
Yeah, we have people who actually send us questions. So
questioners? What's the questionees?
I think it's questionees, yeah.
Questionees.
Questioners would be people who ask questions. Questionees. We're the questionees, they're the questioners.
Right, okay. Right.
So we did have a question. So I asked the person responsible
to record it
and do the question for us.
Ah.
So I'm going to
hold it up
and play it and see what you think of this question. Ready?
Hi, girls. So my question of the week is... With the popularity of Mrs. Hinch at an all-time high, what's your best life hack? It doesn't have to be cleaning related, just a really simple tip or hack that has revolutionised the way you do an everyday task.
Ah!
Oh my gosh! So that was Hayley?
Oh, thanks Hayley, that's very professional.
She does sound very professional, I think she's written it down.
What did she do for a job?
Not speaking on a podcast, I won't reveal a stripper. Oops.
Chardonnay is this weekend now.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so she recorded that for us, so thanks, Hayley.
So Mrs. Hinch, well, yeah, I mean, I'm not a massive, like, I've got a lot of friends who are totally like Hinch and do all that shit. I'm not.
Oh, I don't like cleaning ever.
I'd pay somebody else, not because I'm a snob, and pay somebody else to do my cleaning because it's below me, just because I'm shit at it.
I definitely
haven't got anything cleaning related.
Nope.
And I actually work in the cleaning business.
In the cleaning industry.
So it's even worse that I say these things. But I know a great range of products if anybody wants to get in touch. For me, life hacks, to be honest, it's probably more than what I can think of right this minute. As I'm doing them over the next week, I'll probably think,
Well, we'll come back to this as well, can't we?
Yeah. But one of the ones that I do is if you don't have a pound coin, you can get those trolley coins.
Yeah.
But if you're like me, I lose the trolley coin off my keys after 3 weeks, so I've just got that bit hanging off.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a round-ended key, so like a Yale key, Yale key, you can put the round end of that into the key, into the trolley slot. So, you never need to have a pound coin again if you've got your key
life hack.
Just be careful that you don't impale yourself on the other end sticking out when you're shopping.
That's true. Apparently you can put it in can you turn it to the side in some of them as
slightly,
well?
But I'd be worried about getting my key stuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, and can I just say that Sisters of No Mercy accept no liability for any injuries or stuck keys in holes.
Stuck keys in holes of any size.
Any size or shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good one that I like. What about you? Was there any that you...
Well, you know, for me, it's more of a practical thing. I bet a lot of people do this now, but it's making sure I search stuff and I book stuff separately.
Yeah.
So I've done this for years now I would never book a package holiday.
No.
Never in a million years book a package holiday now. I book absolutely everything separately.
Yeah.
I'd book my hotel direct on the site. Or, well, I'd do a search. I'd look who's the cheapest.
Yeah,
but a lot of the time it's the hotel site itself. And if you book on the hotel site abroad or wherever, you get free stuff for doing it.
Yeah.
I usually book my flights before I've even booked my hotel. Yeah. And flights don't go down.
No.
They don't go down. And that's a hack as well, to be fair. When you're booking a flight, if you get a price, but if you're a bit, if you want to play the roulette of is it going to go down or not, click all the way through to the point where you're picking your seats.
Yeah, see, if there's loads of seats
left. If it's half full,
Yeah,
that's it.
That's a good life hack.
They've already paid for the plane.
Yeah.
So they don't give a shit after that.
No, no.
So it will not go down if half the seats are gone. If there's four seats gone, you can maybe play the roulette for a couple of weeks.
On that note as well, from life experience, from our benefit, if you're going to book in a group, we tried once to book flights at the same time on different devices.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And we both press pay at the same time. Hers went through, mine shot me through to a page that said something's gone wrong, and when I, so on purpose obviously, and when I tried to rebook, the flights had gone up.
Yeah, because I booked before you.
Yours had obviously clicked first.
Yeah, we tried to play the game, didn't we? It didn't let us, that's a good hack. But yeah, it's looking around, it's playing the game. Flights are usually cheapest on a Sunday and a Tuesday as well.
Yeah, same for when we go anywhere or we buy anything or we do anything, we do a voucher code search first.
Always.
Before you buy anything, type in the words voucher code for wherever you
are. Discount for wherever. Yeah, free delivery.
Yeah.
Or don't buy it. If you put stuff in your bag sometimes and you check out and go away, they email you and say have some money off.
Yeah.
You've got to be asked. Sometimes I can't. I just want to buy something.
Yeah.
If I'm totally honest. But yeah, that for me, and I would never, I don't think I would ever book
a provider
again.
I buy a lot of my cards online because I know they're really cheap and I just don't get time to go get cards.
Yeah.
So I bulk buy ahead, and if you buy so many cards online, they automatically reduce the price of them massively. So that's a good one as well.
Do them a month in advance and buy all your
cards. January, right, but we're going to order and I go through. Yeah,
we're really boring with these out there, but people are hoping for really exciting life hacks.
I tell you what's a good one. This is a boozy one. I'm going to be using it tomorrow. I don't like ice cubes in my alcohol because it waters it down. I'm not an alcoholic. But freeze fruit, put it in your
blueberries.
Yeah, raspberries, whatever. Put it in your drink, and then when they thaw, you don't get the same water.
God of thunder.
You don't get the same water seeping into your drink and. Yeah. Cold drink, fruity.
Brew?
Yeah, that's me.
Home ones. I just don't iron anymore.
Do you own an ironing board anymore?
I've got one of the mini ones.
Like a tabletop one.
Yeah. So I just got sick of it. Like people go, my ironing pile. Pointless. Just whack it in wardrobe. When you come to wear it, iron it.
I'll pay somebody like me.
Yeah, piss me. Yeah. But I don't get why you'd have an ironing pad, because half your clothes are just out of circulation through an ironing pad.
Hats off to anybody who enjoys ironing or does it. I hate it. Yeah. It's like, I would clean the bathroom over ironing. It's like, and I hate cleaning my bathroom.
And like people who iron like undies and weird stuff like
One
that.
One of my friends said, Laura said the other day, she
bedding?
Went, bibs. Baby's bibs. Iron on reverse. She went, who the fuck irons a bib?
Baby's bib.
Baby's bib.
Who does that?
If you've got time to iron somebody's boxer shorts, you've got too much time in your
life. Yeah, get a job if you've got that. Yeah. If you've got time to do that.
And
but
if
no.
you've got enough time to do that,
bedding.
I can give you
some
people
buying bedding and shit.
Yeah. If I had to iron bedding, I would put it on the bed and do it on the bed just to kind of take the crease out. Who sees it? Who sees your bedding?
If you want pristine bedding, you're not doing enough fun in it. That's what I say. But yeah, that's it for me.
Yeah, I think that's it for me as well. Sorry, I don't have anything really like.
Wowza.
Yeah, you put vinegar in this.
Yeah.
I'm just, stuff like that. Although, don't ever buy a glass cleaner, and I'm sure everyone's seen in the Hinge, white vinegar.
Yeah.
Always use white vinegar for glass cleaning and stainless steel.
Yeah.
But I think that's...
If we're getting more, I'm sure some will pop up in my brain as we go through this.
Yeah, I'll do something later in the week and think...
Should have said that. We'll have to have a Hacker's Corner.
Hacker of the Week.
Hacker's Corner. Forget anymore.
S-I-S-T-E-R-S.
So, on to our third section, which is X and Funnies.
Yes.
Your favourite bit. Right, so what have we got this week? Oh, my word. This is one. This is age old, this. You will relate to this big style. So Dad has changed his vehicle this week.
Oh.
So we had a lot of this as kids, right? Dad always had a company card, didn't he?
Always, yeah.
And what, every 6 months probably got a new one?
Yeah, do you know what? I'm salivating type before I even say
it's making you feel, you're getting the jets of water.
Yeah.
New car smell.
It's fine.
New car smell. Interior new car smell.
It's vomit inducing.
It's awful. I don't even know what it is. Yeah. What is it? Is it the upholstery? What? It's awful.
It hits you in the back of the throat.
It makes me feel so ill. It's awful. And I don't know if that's just something we've developed from childhood because you got car sick. And every time we got in a car, you vomited. So getting in a car now makes me vomit. But I remember as kids, we used to go, oh, Dad, no. Dad, I can't sit in here, Dad. I can't, it smells. And you go, what are you talking about? New car smell? I don't even know what you're on about, new car smell. I'm like,
we used to know that we were going in the car. And before we got in the car, I would have a fear of getting in the car.
Because of the new car smell, yeah.
And then I'd already start to... I think it's definitely psychological.
You'd feel sick before we even got in. Yeah, and how many times I got covered in that vomit as well.
It would make me get, like, goosebumps, and I'd do a little shudder as I got in the car. Well, and I would have to either... I'd have to nibble on something to, like, try and take my mind off it. Yeah, we used to sit in the back as well. I think it's better now you're an adult. But I was with Dad this morning on a long journey.
Yeah.
And then I could have vommed.
Yeah, it stinks. Well, we got in the other night and it was Jake that said to me, it stinks in here. So he's got it as well. Yeah. And I went, it's new car smell, mate.
He's not used to it with you.
Well, he's not used to a new car with me, is he? Jesus, I've never had one. But yeah, he said.
But my car didn't have that smell.
No, it didn't. Is it Dad?
Is it Dad
car smell? Is it not new car smell? What if everybody's listening going, what are they talking about?
Yeah, because my car didn't have that smell. But do you know what I think it is? I think it's the carpet and stuff, because he shampooed it when he got it. I think he puts the new car smell into it.
Do you think he buys it purposely now just to piss us off?
Because I don't like air fresheners and stuff. Mm. I'm very funny with strong smells.
With scents. Yeah.
But I totally get what you're saying. New car smell, it's still a thing and it's still disgusting.
Yeah, well, it made me go a bit funny on other night when I got in it, and like I said, Jake got in and he went, stinks in here.
Well, they say, don't they, that smell is the biggest memory inducing sense.
Yeah, the trigger. But awful. Yeah, it's awful. Vile. I don't know if anybody else has got this weird thing about, but yeah, it just reminds me, I can still remember pulling up to a lay-by, you honking in a plastic bag. The plastic bag had a picture of some fruit on it. So it had some grapes on it.
Is it Fruit of the Loom?
No, it had some grapes on or something on the bag. And Mum lifted the bag over me. And it was when bags had holes in. And those little punctured holes in the bottom, it poured out all over me as she was leaving it out of the car. I was wearing something red. I've got a vivid memory of that.
My view colour.
Yeah, because I was always in the back with you. And they go, oh, get the bag under it, get the bag under it.
I would try my best to hold it in.
I remember so you doing it.
There. I remember I'd sit there and I wouldn't talk. And I would just be like, just literally constantly swallowing it down. Keeping it in, just focusing on where we were going, and then all of a sudden you'd get to the point where you know you can't.
The jets,
and then
that's where I'd go. The jets start, and you go.
I used to go. You can't swallow.
You can't swallow fast enough to swallow the jets.
I'm
gonna
be so fast that I couldn't.
Yeah, and poor old me there with a rolled up.
Louise, hold this.
She'd made like a collar out of the plastic bag, you know, and. They weren't like the cheapest Sainsbury's ones, it was like a decent, like, yeah, made like a collar, so it was like a ball.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yeah,
that hole.
You were about four, I was about nine. Well, pull over in a minute. I remember you doing it like about 100 metres from when we were driving to Granny's. We've been in the car an hour and a half. 100 metres from a front door, you went, I'm gonna be sick. I was like, it's there!
Me and think, poor thing, I used to like spend a whole
and you had them
hour.
Travel sickness bands, didn't you, with the little things on?
Didn't work.
Oh, awful. Yeah, I used to dread it. Right, we're going so and so. I'm out back with Ellen. Mum never signed back with you either. They just leave me to it, you bastards. Like now, I'd be like, oh, you sit in front, I'll sit with pukey guts in back. You know, they were just like blasé in front with radio on. You go, I feel sick. You pass me a plastic bag and they turn radio 2 up and I'd be like, whoa! Pass me a wet wipe.
I remember many a time sitting with the window wide open.
Yeah, like a dog. Get me out of the new car smell.
It was awful. Yeah, Why? Stop it, car manufacturers. I mean, I think they have stopped at like 6. Mine didn't have it when I got it. Or maybe I just didn't notice
it's just, vomit-inducing.
It's vile. It's
if we go out tonight, Bags are not getting in Dad's car. Mm-hmm. Can't cope with it. Mm-hmm. Right, what have you got on your list?
Oh, so this is a current... This happened yesterday, and it's not an irk. It's... Well, it is an irk, actually.
There might be some impeccable timing with the door opening here as
well. Yeah, he may arrive to announce himself as I tell this story. But yesterday I was finishing work and I got a phone call from Charlie. Charlie is 11, almost 12. He's in year 7 at school. And he said, can I go with my friend and get my hair cut? I said, right, okay. I said, well, we haven't really got time because we're going somewhere. Well, no, it won't take me long at all. We're going straight there now. I'll get it done and I'll be home. I said, well, you've got to be home 4:15. And you know how you normally have it cut, so fair enough. Off he goes. First of all, he didn't turn up home until 4:30, so he got an absolute rollicking for that one.
Uh-oh.
I didn't answer his phone. And then, like I said, when he opened the door and he saw him, his mouth dropped open. I was not aware of this because I was at work. Went to meet them after work and he had a hat on. And I was like, I thought you'd had your hair cut. Like I said, take the hat off. He took the hat off and he's been scalped. Oh, it's horrific. The back of his hair is completely gone. He's asked for a fade. There's no fade.
I don't know what a fade is anyway.
But he's got no hair.
Is that a thing that they're all into?
But it looks ridiculous. And it's not been blended in. I mean, part of me wants to go to the barbers that he's been to and walk in and go,
What is this? Why would you
say
do this?
This is what he's asked for. I said, well, you're 2 metres away from the school. You must know that they're not allowed this.
Yeah.
He wasn't with an adult. Why would you let him have this?
Why would you say...
Kind of feel like there should be a rule about getting the haircut, like getting a tattoo.
Everybody's got FaceTime these days. Surely they could go, right, let me speak to your mum.
But yeah, it's horrific. It's horrific. So I was majorly cheesed off with him. So he definitely irked me. But yeah, at least hair grows back. That's all I can say.
Yeah, that is true. It's I wonder if he's got done for it today.
Well, I'm waiting to see. And to be honest, I was waiting for the school to ring me. And I was just going to go, don't take it up with me. He's had a bollocking for me.
Well, let's see if he appears while we're still recording and see what we might be able to give an update. Oh, sneeze. Look at the day. Last week you burped, so you're going for the full. Next week you can fart. Oh, God.
But yeah.
I wonder if any of his mates have had it done as well then.
Well, apparently, according to him, they've all got this haircut. Nobody at school's noticed.
Nobody's noticed.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
We'll see. I bet he comes home with a notice. But... You live by the sword, you die by the sword, you do what you do, and you have to live with it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We'll see.
He's done it himself,
but yeah, I remember when you dyed your hair ginger.
That was it was supposed to be a sick one.
It's a semi-permanent. It washes out washes. In 6 to 8 washes.
Yeah, I got it from some cheapy shop down the road.
Yeah, it probably washes out in 6 to 8 washes if you've got dark hair.
If you've got dark hair, it was like a red dye for dark
bright
hair.
Bright blonde hair, like
orange.
You had.
It went orange.
You were carrot top for 6 months.
6 months as well, it wouldn't come out at all, just completely.
So, I mean...
It wasn't my best look. It was before straighteners, and I had blue glasses.
A blunt bob.
Bob.
Like, kind of went, it was kind of triangular.
Triangular bob. Bright red, and I had blue glasses.
Yeah,
I looked like her from Gimme Gimme. Whatever it is, it called Gimme Gimme? That program.
Yes, yeah. And you used to wear very large jumpers, like oversized jumpers.
But that was just 90s style in general.
Yeah, you probably weren't looking your best back then.
No.
But yeah, that was 6 months. At least his hair is going to grow in within 6 weeks. He'll have hair back.
He'll have a full head of hair again.
Just wait till they finish school. It won't be such a big deal, but.
Wait till the summer, see what it's going to get then.
Kids are dicks, honestly.
Kids are dicks. End of. S-I-S-T-E-R-S. All right, so I've got another one.
Yeah.
So I think lots of people have done this, and I saw someone on Facebook, I think, the other day that triggered this off for me.
I've certainly done it.
Wrong recipients on things.
Yeah.
So it's so dangerous, isn't it, these days?
Yeah.
So dangerous that you've got... WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Multiple WhatsApp groups.
Yeah, multiple WhatsApp groups. And you do that thing, don't you, where you're in a group
talking about something, and then you come out of the group to email to message somebody individually.
An individual, yeah.
Slag something off, discuss it.
Yeah.
Are you going?
Are you doing this? Are you doing that? Yeah, yeah. You've usually got a bestie, haven't you, in the group?
Yeah. You come out and go. Your bestie. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Or you know somebody says something and you know it's kind of offending somebody else.
And you go, ooh, harsh. But then you've got to be so careful because you've got double groupage going on.
Yeah.
And I know a couple of people that have accidentally done that. I've never WhatsApp double.
No, I haven't.
I'm pretty good with the WhatsApp. But, work.
Right.
So the work email.
Yeah.
With a kiss.
Oh, the work email with a kiss. I did it. I did the work WhatsApp to a customer. When we were WhatsApping, I came out of that to WhatsApp a friend and put, "Hey babe, I'll see you tonight, kiss kiss." Sent it to the customer WhatsApp. Thankfully, I know him quite well, so it could have been far worse, but still, it was one of those moments of, hi babe. But it was like, and he just put, "No worries," and like, I just put a laughing face or something, but
yeah.
Yeah, it left me hanging
it's
on
just
that one.
Awkward, isn't it? It but is yeah, how many yeah, times have people kiss. Done it?
Have you done it on the phone? I've done it with the, "Hey, that's it, love you. Love you, bye."
No, I've done a love you, bye. I've never done a love you, bye.
Yeah, because my husband says love you every time.
No, we don't do that, so
and I can't. So I've done it when I've gone, "Yeah, great, it was really nice to talk to you, thanks, love you, bye."
It's real great customer service, that, isn't it? They all love you, bye.
Yeah, I always come back for more.
I bet they do. I've had a couple of emails. I had one. I talked about that one the other week, didn't I, where someone had got my name wrong after I thought I'd made a real impression. I also got one because I only work Tuesday to Friday. Someone had sent me one saying, "See you next Tuesday."
Yeah.
And I was like, I hope that's genuine.
Yeah.
I hope you are coming to see me next Tuesday. You're not trying to give me an expletive.
We had that one today because I've got a meeting on Monday and somebody was like, "See you next Tuesday." And I was like, that's a bit harsh.
It's a bit harsh, isn't it?
No need for that.
But yeah, I think people do it all the time. There's a really funny one that I've seen on Facebook. I don't know if anybody's seen this, but the guy's name must be Mr. Hedge.
Hedge.
And it's spelled H-E-D-G-O-H.
Right.
And he's got a sign on his door, and somebody keeps putting O-G after it, so it says Hedgehog. And then he's done another sign on the door that says, "If I catch whoever's doing this,"
and it says, "Sign
Mr. A. Hedge," and they put hog on it. Again.
I love stuff like that.
I do as well. I would do that every day of the week. I love stuff like that. But yeah, I am. Yeah, the old wrong recipient. It's just that moment of panic that hits you.
Yeah.
Of
I do it all the time where I think I've done it and I haven't.
Yeah, you've got to go back and check, and you just think, shit, what have I sent? And yeah, moral of the story is, don't slag other people.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it.
It's happened to me, but I'm not going to out it on here because it's going to get me in trouble with some certain people because I think I've managed to gloss over it.
We're open, but we're not that open.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that was.
I think everybody can get in on the wrong recipient.
Don't put kisses on it or aubergine emojis in the wrong place.
Yeah, that's never.
So a lot of people don't know what that means, but still.
Yeah, well, I do the fist and the water sign a lot. That's never going to go down well in a customer WhatsApp, is it?
No, that is not going to go down well. The fact that you use that a lot is slightly worrying.
That's even worse. Hand emojis that I'm doing right
now. Think there's quite a few emojis where you think you know what they are, but they're not actually
it
that?
It came out, didn't it, with the... I thought it was praying and it's now it's a high five.
Oh, is that what that is?
Did you not know that?
No.
Yeah, it looks like
praying.
Well,
sometimes you type a word in and it'll come up, so doesn't it come up when you type thanks in? I think that one comes up with the high five.
Yeah.
And then there's the clapping one, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a clapping one with the little lines coming
out
of
then there's another one that looks like a high five, though. I don't know what that is, then.
I like the ones up. The finger emoji,
yeah,
it's a good one.
Not the twos up. No. We don't have a twos up, do they? No. There's no one sad enough to use twos up, man in car.
Well, after last week when you said about the pulling out thing, cars pulling out.
Whoa.
Yeah, I pulled out somebody the other day around about. I just totally didn't see them, and as I went past and I looked in my wing mirror, he was driving past giving me the finger, and I was like, you're right. To be fair, I fully accepted the finger because it was my fault. I just pulled out on him and I just... I don't know if I was just.
Yeah, but don't you think that's a real vicious response to it?
It really beeped, and he didn't even turn his head. And just in my wing mirror, I just caught the bird.
I just think that's a really vicious response to it, mate.
Yeah, but I did deserve it. I deserved it. I pulled out on him, so yeah, I got over it. I didn't go home and cry about it. Got over it.
Yeah. All right. Yours, last one.
Yeah. So, when for the podcast, I generally, if anything happens, I put it in the notes on my phone.
Yeah.
And then the other day, I thought, yeah, do many people use the notes on the phone? So I looked up I've got quite a lot of notes on my phone, and then I realised that bar the podcast notes that I make, all the notes on my phone are basically, it needs to be renamed from notes to takeaway orders, because. Whether I'm in a restaurant or whether I'm with my family, you guys, I automatically get my phone out and we make a list of food on my phone.
Yeah.
Does anybody else do this? Is this the common use for
notes? I think
it
is. I think that's what people use notes for the most.
I just give you, there's a Nando's, butterfly, no skin, hot salad and corn, you know, there's a Nando's order right there. Tandoori King, there's a curry order. I've got what's it called? The Eurovision Song Contest results.
Oh, have you?
So I do a lot of another one here. Yeah, takeaway order. I've
deleted all mine, but yeah, I use notes to do takeaway orders as well.
Yeah. It's a common theme, and you know, that's kind of maybe that's a great app.
Do you still struggle, like, you know, when you're on a phone call now? I'm just thinking about what you use your phone for. If you're on the phone to someone and they say, can you take this number down? I still look for a pen and paper.
Yeah, I do. I would never use my phone.
Yeah, because that just absolutely panics because I'm on it.
Yeah.
I can't use my phone for anything when I'm on it.
No, I can't either, for the fear that I'm going to turn it.
Yeah, so you'll go, I'm doing it now, where you hold it really close to your face and you're like, hang on a minute. And then you do that thing and you're like, don't go. You're trying to find someone on your phone. But
Speaking of taking numbers, I can't stand it. This is a real irk. So if you leave a voicemail for somebody, if I rang and I said, hi, it's Helen calling, I was just giving you a ring about so-and-so, if you give me a ring back on, and they go, oh, 749, and you think, how the fuck am I supposed to do that?
Yeah.
So I always do the 555-731.
Yeah.
29, I don't ring that.
Oh, I hate voicemails anyway. Yeah. I just hate them.
Yeah.
Hate them.
But if you're gonna leave the.
But
number,
if you've got my mobile number, text me the number. Just say, just called you, missed you.
But like,
ring me back on this.
Anything like I pick up the work as routine. If you're going to leave a number, pause.
Yeah.
Because who can take a number down? Then you have to ring it back.
Yeah.
Wait all the way to the end and then go. Oh, you get right at the set person. Oh, I've done it again, and then
yeah,
you've got
to listen again.
Really
yeah.
annoying.
So if it's on a mobile, just text the sodding number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't leave voicemails.
I hate voicemails. Don't ever leave me voicemails. I don't even listen to my work ones. I hate them. I just think, ring me back.
Yeah.
Or text me or email me.
Now I'm not the only one. So.
What? I wasn't even a burp. It wasn't even a burp.
Breeze past it.
I was just expelling air.
Just glitter coming out of my mouth.
Just expelling air. It's because I'm drinking a can of pop to keep me going, because we've talked a lot today. Was that it for this week then?
That is this week's roundup, yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, we've got ballroom and Latin written down
for next
week.
For next week already.
Starting
more
the
life hacks.
Storyboard.
More life hacks
One,
for next
two,
week.
Three,
probably an update
chat.
On Love Island next week as well.
Yeah.
But we haven't got any questions next week. So if you want a starring role and you want to record your own question, then please do it. In fact, because we make our podcast on the Anchor app, there is an option on there.
I'll send a message.
To send a message, well, yeah.
I mean, it's not like we're not short of outlets for you to send them in.
Yeah, you've got
Facebook,
Instagram,
Twitter,
Facebook,
Instagram,
Twitter, Instagram.
We've got an email address. Which is?
Sisters of Mercy.
Of No Mercy.
Sisters of No Mercy at yahoo.co.uk.
There you go. So, ask us anything.
Yeah, like, subscribe. swipe up, swipe left, swipe right, swipe right. Do all that stuff. And
have a nice week. Hopefully the sun will shine.
Thanks for listening.
And we'll speak to you on episode 13.
All right, bye.